Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Southern Company Safety Podcast, a podcast about safety in Southern Company. I'm your host, Todd Conklin, and boy, howdy, am I excited about today. So today, I think everything kind of comes to completion. Is that right? It's definitely going to make more sense after today's podcast, because today's podcast builds on some concepts we've talked about before: critical controls, high-risk operations, worker adaption, local rationale. These are all terms you know because we've talked about it before. But today we're going to talk about really changing the way we use these ideas in the field for real. I mean, not theory, not science, although theory and science are great. We're going to talk about application. How do you use these? And we're going to introduce the idea of three questions, although you should know we added a fourth just because, well, four must be – if three is good, four is better. But there are three basic questions. They're really simple questions. When you do this work, what will kill you? When it happens, what keeps you safe? Is that enough? Those are the three questions. I'll go ahead and give away the ending even before it gets started. What's important about this is that these questions really shift the focus away from managing uncertainty to actually managing the way work happens. And that's going to be important to us, really important to us. So listen carefully as we talk about these, because this really does change the way you think about preparing and planning for work. This changes the way you go fishing. This changes the way you take a vacation, because what you're saying is what can happen when it happens, not if, but when it happens, what needs to be there for us to survive, and is that enough? And those are really good questions. And what you're going to find, and I know you'll find it because I believe in it, you're going to find that we shift our focus from hoping you'll psychically stop a job before it kills you to not starting a job until you're ready to do it. Sit back and relax on this one. I want you to test your brain. So get out some extra brain cells, spread them around, and listen carefully as we talk about the three essential questions for pre-job planning and critical controls. So we've built a pretty good discussion around this idea of critical controls. We talked a lot about the pyramid. We've talked a lot about risk and coupling risk with controls. And we've talked about what needs to be fixed, what needs to have controls. And we've even talked about who the experts are and knowing what those controls are. When you go out to survey these experts, what do you ask them? What are the key, really three, maybe even a fourth question. We sort of deal with that a little. What are the key three questions you want to ask in order to determine this notion of critical control?
So the first thing to ask yourself is, when I'm doing this task, this high-risk task, what can kill me?
Okay. And so they'll have an answer for that.
Right.
Because that's not a mystery to people who do the work. They can absolutely answer that. So when I'm doing this work, what'll kill me? And let's say I'm an electrician and I say I get electrocuted. That seems like a good answer. Okay, fair?
Right.
Okay, so that's question one.
That's the first question. The second question is, when the worst happens, not if, but when the worst happens, what's in place to protect me?
So it seems like there's an important word in there, and it's not the control question part of it. It's the when instead of the if. Right. So you're saying when this happens. So now you're taking probability to 100%, and what you're really saying is, because we don't have perfect people, we don't have perfect work, we don't have perfect processes, we don't have perfect equipment, we don't have perfect weather, we don't have perfect time, we don't have perfect supervision, because we live in an imperfect world, chances are really high that the worst possible outcome could happen. So when it happens, 100% certainty, when it happens, what is it that keeps you safe? And I think the electrician would say, well, I lock out, tag out, and verify. I wear the proper PPE. I've got on my arc flash. I'm testing all the time. I've got appropriate minimum approach distance. I think they would list out a whole series of things that are pretty vital to actually keeping you safe when it fails. What do you think?
I agree. I think they could come up with a pretty long list.
Actually, I think this question is really powerful, because if they came up with a long list, the next thing you'd want to do is say, okay, of all those things you just listed, What are the most important ones? What are the ones you could not do this job without? If you did it without and it failed, they would kill you instantly. And I'll bet you that electrician would say probably verification and PPE and probably testing, I'm guessing.
Right.
I'm not an electrician, so I'm kind of making stuff up, you guys, but hang with me, right? So now those are the three critical controls identified by that worker for that task for that job. What do you ask next?
Is that enough?
Wow. So what do the workers say when you ask that question?
Usually they say yes.
Do you believe them?
I think in some instances, there's a lot of value to challenging that and having a debate on whether or not we have every control in place that we need to have. And just because we have it identified, I think you also have to ask yourself, when you're doing high-risk work, at the time you're doing the work, was there one missing? Is there something different? And are all of those critical controls in place adequately?
So are they there? Are they understood? Are they known? Are they robust? Can we count on them? Have we tested them?
Right.
Wow. So these are three powerful questions. When you do this job, what'll kill you? When it happens, what keeps you safe? Are they sufficient? Is that enough? And when you ask, is that enough? You're really asking, are they robust? Are they present? Are they reliable? That's remarkable. How's it working?
So far, it's working really well. But we are identifying areas where the controls that we thought worked very well are not being utilized like we thought.
Which would be normal, right? I mean, that shouldn't have been a big surprise, was it?
I think it depends on the amount of risk on how surprised as a safety person I am when a control doesn't get used.
The problem with controls is that over time they will erode. We know that's the case. That we will take them for granted. We just assume they work. So we don't often test them for usability or for reliability. And ultimately every control will probably become a production advantage. So we know the challenge is going to be in making sure the controls have resonance, that the controls are functional. That's going to be an interesting part of this equation as well.
Well, I think that the controls are easy to use and make sense.
That's a very good comment. I think that's really a good point. What would be the fourth question you'd ask?
Is there something about this situation I'm about to do this high-risk work in that is different from all of the other times I've done this high-risk work?
And that question, I think, is really an interesting question because that question pivots and moves the worker towards forward motion. So that moves you into work. And that's probably the perfect question to ask. In essence, if I may, what you're doing is you're pre-negotiating stop work criteria before the job starts.
Yeah.
That's amazing if you think about it, because what has always been kind of a mystery, at least to me, and that is knowing when to stop. I never know when to stop. Put a bowl of potato chips in front of me, I got no stop. Right? We're actually changing that so that we pre-negotiate the characteristics. Are the controls present? And really think about it this way. Can we start this job when we're ready? Can we start this job when we're sure? Those questions are powerful. Use them all the time. Use them everywhere. There's a big lesson here for us. I think this podcast earns its money. This is a pretty big one. And it's important for us to understand and think about, are those controls present? When we need them, are they there? Are they sufficient? And what are we seeing that we've never seen before? Those, my friends, make work safe. In fact, I'll bet you can tell me because you do this work. I'll bet you that's what keeps you safe anyway. In fact, I'll bet you do this already. And that's fine. That's actually really good. That's the podcast. I'm really glad we spent this time together. This is good. Good time for us. Until then, learn something new every single day. I bet you did today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe, Southern.